Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagela bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We'll begin our program this time, as usual, with information from the Department of Radio and Space Services, the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The department advises that solar activity continues to be quite low. The 10 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 110, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 60, and those figures are not expected to change very significantly in the near future. So it means, of course, that propagation on the high frequency bands above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will continue to be unreliable. However, signals above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be satisfactory. Now, the monitoring research. The B15 transmission season is now in effect. The 11 megahertz spectrum is heavily congested, as observed here in Melbourne in our pre-sunrise window, dominated by strong short path signals from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia. Of interest is the large number of transmissions closing down at 18:30, and most of these are for primary target audiences in Europe, Africa and the Middle East. And these are some notable occupancies I observed recently in the 1800 to 1830 UTC window, that's 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. 11615, Botswana, of course, of America, with its African service. 11625, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria de Galleria, in Portuguese. And 11640, China Radio International from Bamako, that's the relay in Mali, West Africa, in Hausa. And 11730, a very strong signal from the Voice of Turkey in English to signing off at 18:25. And two frequencies for the BBC from the Ascension relay, 11785 in French until closing at 18:30, and 11810 with English. 11830, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with its programs in Swahili, to signing off at 18:20. And 11875, the BBC from the Mayerton, South Africa relay station, broadcasting in Somali, to signing off at 18:30. And 11945, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting from the relay station in France at Issoudun, with Japanese to Europe and the Middle East. And 11965, the Voice of America from Lampertheim in Germany, with programs in Amharic. And 11985, Radio Television Algerien, broadcasting from the relay station in France at Issoudun in Arabic. And 12005, Deutsche Welle, also broadcasting from Issoudun in France, with its programs in Hausa. And 12040, That's another frequency for the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and that was noted with Hausa until closing at 1820. And 12065, Ebra Radio, the religious broadcasting station using the facility at Wolverton in England, in Arabic until closing at 1830. And 12075, the Voice of America from the relay station in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria, with Amharic to closing at 1830. And finally, 12140, the Voice of America from the Kuwait relay station, again in Amharic, to closing at 1830. So quite a lot of activity in the 25 metre band, as noted here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise time period between 1800 and 1830. Now some information concerning Spain, the Spanish Foreign Radio. They noted here in Melbourne on a new band edge channel of 11530, carrying Spanish at 2100, parallel with 9690. The High Frequency Coordination Committee lists these programs as Mondays to Saturdays only, schedule 1900 to 2300, with other frequencies scheduled but not heard, 11940, 15390 and 15500. Some more information concerning monitoring from Melbourne, this time in our mid-afternoon period at a place called Wonga Park, which is at Witten Reserve on the banks of Melbourne's famous Yarra River. The receiver was the little E5 device with 2 metres of antenna. We noted good propagation on the 9 and 11 megahertz from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. That's long path mode, and short path from the Americas. And short path signals from Asia, the Middle East, Europe and Africa were strong on 15 and 17 megahertz. Now between 0330 and 0400, that's 2:30 PM to 3 PM local time here in Melbourne. Some of the more interesting stations included 9490, Radio Republica, using the Issedon relay station in France with programs in Spanish. And 9510, the Voice of America from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican in Somali. And 2 frequencies for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 9710 in English and 9895 in Arabic. And in the 25 metre band, 11655, Transworld Radio Africa via the Chisinau relay station in Moldova with programs in African languages. And 11711, the Argentine Foreign Radio from Buenos Aires with its Chinese service to Asia. This is one causes 1 kilohertz audible heterodyne with China itself on 11710. That frequency offset of 1 kHz for the Argentine station has been there for several years. Also in the same time period, 11750, Radio Cairo in Egypt with its programs in Spanish. And on 11770, China Radio International from Kashi in English. And 2 Brazilian stations, 11780 and 11815. Now, in the time span 0415 to 0430, we noted two frequencies for the broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia at Riyadh, 15170 and 17895, both currently Arabic service, and 17770, the IBB from Udorn in Thailand, with its programs in Russian. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during our afternoon period. Completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.